The brewing political battle over President Trump's intention to quickly fill the vacancy on the Supreme Court left by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg may be centered in D.C. and the U.S. Senate. But the political implications are far broader, including here in New Hampshire. Joining me now to discuss this is at HPR's Josh Rogers. Hi, Josh.
Good afternoon, Peter.
So nominating Supreme Court justices is a president's job. Confirming them is the job of the U.S. Senate. And we've got a Senate race this year here in New Hampshire.
We do. And, you know, like fellow Democrats, Senator Jean Cheney thinks any replacement process should begin after November elections. Her opponent, Corky Messner, the Republican, his whole campaign is basically centered on being an ally to President Trump. And so that goes for this issue, too. And, you know, for Shaheen, campaigning around abortion rights, which is really how plenty on both sides of the partisan divide are framing the filling of Ginsburg's seat, is pretty familiar ground.
So that's, in the Senate race, fairly predictable positioning. But the Supreme Court opening is also finding its way into other races here in New Hampshire.
Well, you know, Democrats are trying to broaden this fight, really making it ballot-wide and really all about abortion rights. And, you know, Democrats had a good part of the 2020 ticket outside the New Hampshire Supreme Court this morning, talking about abortion and really going after a politician not normally associated with the U.S. Supreme Court, and that would be Governor Sununu. And this included not simply Democrat Dan Feltes, but also executive council candidates.
Yeah, and Governor Sununu, we should know, has said throughout his political career that he's pro-choice, yes?
Yes, that's what Sununu says, and he has said that, and he does say that now. But, you know, this moment does give state Democrats something that, you know, has really eluded them in regards to Governor Sununu, which is, you know, essentially a chance to ride the news cycle a bit and to shape this race on their own terms. At least, you know, that's what they're hoping. And, you know, there's probably no issue in New Hampshire politics that galvanizes Democrats more than abortion rights. And, you know, there are some substantive questions that they want to probe with Governor Sununu on that front.
Like what in particular?
Well, you know, as I mentioned, the governor says he's pro-choice, end of story, basically. But, you know, there are matters from Sununu's efforts to nominate Attorney General Gordon McDonald to New Hampshire's Supreme Court to make him the Chief Justice, to his opposition of the Planned Parenthood contract when Chris Sununu sat on the executive council, to the governor's veto earlier this year of a bill requiring insurance companies to cover abortion services. Democrats will argue that these issues show that the governor's not so pro-choice, or at least unwilling to defend abortion rights when pressured. And, you know, the issue of Sununu's efforts to get Attorney General McDonald installed as Chief Justice is an interesting one. I mean, when Democrats on the council rejected Gordon McDonald, citing both his lack of judicial experience and McDonald's work for Republicans who oppose abortion rights, Governor Sununu, you could fairly say he was furious. He claimed the council held McDonald to different standards than other nominees. And, you know, Governor Sununu had earlier named two justices to the court who never sat on a bench. And, you know, basically in protest, Governor Sununu has declined to engage with counselors on bringing another nomination forward to fill the vacancy of Chief Justice. And the court system's now been without a chief for more than a year. I'm not aware of any precedent for that. And, you know, Governor Sununu's indicated he may try to renominate McDonald again when a new council is seated. And, you know, Democrats have meanwhile made holding the line on a McDonald nomination, you know, somewhat of a rallying cry.
So clearly, even on the state level, the politics of court appointments are charged, or at least Democrats think they should be.
Certainly. And, you know, while few voters could probably tell you how many justices actually sit on New Hampshire's Supreme Court or even though that there's a vacancy right now, this matter, the McDonald nomination and the vacancy on the court, has festered in a way that really does run counter to the way Governor Sununu pitches himself in this election and generally as a governor who can, you know, get things done without excessive partisanship. And, you know, for Democrats, if they can link this matter to President Trump and, you know, harness it to the controversy over his efforts to appoint a successor to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, that's going to be a case that they're going to try to make stick.
NHPR senior political reporter Josh Rogers, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Peter.